We give you the praise and we give you the honor, we give you the adoration in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Very, very quickly this morning, we are taking charge. The month of August, we are taking charge of territories by the force of divine guidance, vision and direction. The force of divine guidance, the force of vision, and the force of direction. That is the theme of the whole month. But for this Sunday, being a blessing Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, is a blessing Sunday. We are looking at the subject, the blessing of divine guidance and direction. The blessing of divine guidance and direction, part 2. In the book of Psalm 23, verse 1, all the way to the last verse, the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Very, very quickly again is the blessing of divine guidance and direction. And our objective is actually to understand the blessing of divine guidance and direction. Everyone knows that direction is an asset of life and destiny. People don't live where they are because they don't know what to do. The absence of direction is the abundance of frustration. The absence of direction is the abundance of stagnation. To know what to do is to live where you are. He said a vision is for an appointed time that he may run that readeth it. Many are not running because there is no vision to run with. Many are not running because there is nowhere to run to. If the destination is not clear, the acceleration is not there. It can't be there. So blessing, so direction and guidance is an asset of life. It's an asset of destiny. And it is a great blessing to be directed by God. In the first service, we saw examples of people who received direction from God. We saw the example of David. We saw the example of Paul the Apostle. In this service, I have 2 more examples. Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 5, Abraham was a man at the age of 75, was still in his father's house, in stagnation, in frustration, in deprivation, until the voice of the Lord came and jerked him out of his father's house. And the Lord said, "Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, to the land I will show thee. And I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." The rest, they say, is history. The only thing I want you to imagine is if Abraham never had God, he would have ended like the rest of his family members. You know how Abraham's family members ended? Abraham's father was called Terah. Terah started the journey he could not finish. In Genesis 11, I believe verse 34 there about, towards the last verse, he started to go into the land of the Ur, the Chaldees, into the land of Canaan. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, And they went forth with them from the all the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. Abraham's father, Terah, started a journey to go to Canaan. He came to half of the journey and stopped, and there he died. Abraham's brother, Abraham's father, had three sons. The one was Abraham. The other was Nahor. The third one was Haran, the father of Lot. Nahor was alive without relevance. Haran died while his father was still alive. He died premature. Terah, their father, started the journey without finishing. So I preached a message about 20-something years ago. I called it the cycle of failure. It was the trinity of failure that was reflected in Abraham's father's family. And it has three symptoms. One, starting without finishing. Two, dying before time. Three, living without relevance. These three things were abundant in Abraham's family. Starting without finishing. Dying before time. Living without relevance. Abraham escaped all of it because God directed him. He escaped all of it because God guided him. He escaped all of it because he had God. I am here to announce to everybody here what captured others in your family, you shall escape it. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. By the speakings of the voice of God today, you won't die like others died in your family. You won't end like your fathers ended. You won't end like others in your family ended. By the voice of the Lord. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. I'd like us to go back into the archives and look for that message. Cycle of failure. Hallelujah. Abraham escaped. You shall escape. But when Abraham decided not to hear God, and he made his own arrangement in the matter of Hagar. When God said, I will give you a son, and he thought that God was too late, and went and arranged his own arrangement, and had his housemaid give birth to Hagar for him. The problem, Ishmael, the problem is still with us on the earth today. Every time you organize an alternative to God's plan for your life, you have organized captivity for your life and destiny and generation. You will never miss it. You will never miss it. God may be too late on your clock, but he is early on his time. According to your watch, God may be late. But according to divine timing, God is always on time. And I announce to someone here, you shall not miss it. And then you look at the second example here is the life of our master Jesus. John chapter 5 and in verse 30. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Which has sent me. I am not struggling to achieve anything. I am not struggling to prove a point. I am always struggling to hear from God. And as he heard from God, the world heard from him. The world will always hear from the man who hears from God. Somebody say amen. The world will always hear from the man who hears from God. Now, having said all of that, it is a blessed thing to be able to know what God wants you to do with your life. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to marry right. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be found where you are meant to be found. It's a blessing. I had something that broke my heart a few days ago. How a man died, and the wife that he married estranged from him before his death. Actually took him to court, divorced from him, and became his worst enemy. In his death, she was still opposing him. Will not be near the grave, the funeral, hasn't made one call to family members, say, somebody died. Neither would he allow the children to go near. You will never miss road like that. If you have such a wife, do you need a devil? You will never miss road like that. In the name of Jesus. 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 You will never miss road like that. It is a blessing to know the will of God. It's a blessing to hear from God. It's a blessing to know what God wants you to do. Now, what is the blessing of hearing from God? In the first service, we looked at five, and we are strictly dealing on the blessing. Number one, it is the blessing of divine presence. God is present with those He guides. If God leads you, He accompanies you. It's the blessing of divine presence. Number two is the blessing of daily supplies. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That is supplies on a daily basis. Like the children of these days who say on a daily. The blessing of daily supplies. Number three is the blessing of breakthrough in endeavor or career. If you hear God's voice, He directs even your effort and your endeavor. This is where to put your resources. This is where to remove your resources from. This is the kind of steps to take in your career that will take you to the next level. This is the steps not to take. Number four is the blessing of promotion and distinction in the face of the enemy. When the Lord leads you, He prepares a table before you in the presence of those who want you dead. Those who are shocked that you are still alive. And I announce to someone here today, that table shall be prepared for you. In the presence of those who don't think you can amount to anything. Number five is the blessing of divine preservation and protection. When God leads you, He protects you. Listen, when God guides you, He guards you. Guide and guard. Did you see that? When He guides, He guards. Guard. You know, guard. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because You are guarding me. You are guarding me. You are not just guiding me. You are guarding me. You are not just giving me direction. You are giving me preservation. Though I walk through the valleys low, I fear no evil. By the waters still my soul, my heart will trust in You. My heart will trust. Though I walk through valleys low, I fear no evil. By the waters still my soul, my heart will trust in You.
will trust.
Preservation, divine protection. That is the portion of men and of women. This service will look at five more blessings of divine direction. And the first one for this service is the blessing of divine favor. When God leads you, He favors you. If God says, go there, He opens the doors for you. Thus says the Lord to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, I will loose the loins of kings
I will open the two lift gates, and they shall not be shut. Gates open, doors open, for the one that God leads. Favor is natural when God leads.
God gave Joseph vision. And that vision took him to Egypt, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, willingly or unwillingly. That vision took him to Egypt. And that vision was accompanied with favor. Genesis chapter 39 and in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph and he gave him favor. Verse 21, and the Lord was with Joseph and gave him favor. In the name of Jesus, for someone this month, divine direction is coming to you with divine favor. You believe it? Say the loudest amen. The second is the blessing of supernatural supplies in times of need. There are times where the need is obvious, where supply is needed. This is not beyond daily supplies now. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, there was a need, and Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he heard the voice of God and said, thus saith the Lord. Verse 16, make the valley full of ditches. You shall not see rain, you shall not see wind. Yet this valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. There are times when the need exists, where the direction must be given as to how to meet the need. Every time God brings direction, He brings provision. When He brings direction, there were two scriptures I read in the last service, and I would like to share them with you. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 21. Isaiah 48, 21. He said, and they thirsted not when He led them through the deserts. When He led them through the desert, they thirsted not. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. If He's the one leading you, you are not permitted to thirst. In Isaiah 49 and in verse 10, Isaiah 49 and in verse 10, He said, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. You may have daily supplies, but you need major resources to embark on a major project. Direction is what leads to that. Daily supplies couldn't have built this place. Daily supplies couldn't have done the crusades that we do all over the world. Somebody say aloud, amen. It is the blessing of supernatural supplies. I don't know who is seated here today that is in a needy situation or a needy condition. I decree today that your God and my God will give you a revelation, a direction, a vision, an idea that will usher you into the supplies needed right now. In the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. The third is the blessing of access to divine fortune and treasure. Access. Access to divine fortune. You see, we have left the realm of daily need. We have left the realm of a business breakthrough. We have left the realm of meeting a need that arose. It is a realm of irrecoverable fortune. The realm of treasure.
You see, Isaiah chapter 45, and in verse 1 to verse 3, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the tulip gates. And the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. For what purpose? Verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say fortune. Somebody say treasure. And that such a realm exists. The realm where God has just, you just, it's like entering a river that you cannot cross over. Realm. In verse 13, it tells you what you can do when it takes you to that realm. And I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price, nor for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Do you understand? He shall build my city. He shall ensure that my cities are spread abroad. Somebody asked not too long ago, he said, what is the cost of flight for 1 year for all the crusades? That's flight, not flight like which one is great? That's flight private. What is the cost of it? He said he wants to work against it for next year. You don't even understand how the guy is talking about working on it. I won't go into the detail. There are some say, what is the cost of crusade for 1 year? Okay, one. What's the cost of building? Where you have the resources that we will use to punish the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? To persecute the devil from nation to nation, territory to territory, village to village. Hey! Man, I am not talking of money misrolled. I am not talking of money for personal aggrandizement. I'm not talking of materialistic money. I am talking of money that will snatch people from hell. I'm talking of resources that will depopulate hell. I'm talking of resources that will transfer people from hell to heaven. I'm talking of resources that will elevate the status of the poor, that will change lives and destinies around the world. The treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I announce to somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I announce to you today, it's a new season. It's a new season. There are people who go with us for crusades. Ushers, counselors, well, ushers, prayer band, protocol. One of the counselors wanted to start going, and so on and so forth. Pastors, many pastors. One person can provide a vehicle that will carry them. Vehicle in the air. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, all the people who go for these programs, this is your vehicle. Everywhere you need to go. Money is for meaning. To create meaning. One person can be so loaded among us here and say, I want to establish what will wipe out employment for 50,000 people. Can you imagine? 50,000 people on payroll. You didn't get the money in order to be flying for holidays everywhere.
You got the money in order to give meaning to many lives, including church membership and people of the world. And one direction from God, one revelation, one light can do that. Enough resources to develop a whole community and show them that this development came from Jesus. That Jesus is Lord here. It will happen to you. I announce today the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places that will impact both the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. I declare it is released for somebody. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. It is a blessing of access to divine fortune. Number four, which is number nine, is the blessing of fulfillment and satisfaction in life. Fulfillment and satisfaction. There are many successful people in quote who are not fulfilled. There are wealthy people in quote who are not fulfilled. They can't boast of 1 hour sleep at night. Only them know the battles they are fighting. Outside, everything looks good. They come out of the best of cars. They live in the best of places in the land. But some don't even want to sleep because they're not sure they will wake up. Thou preparest a table before me. The presence, that is the epitome of satisfaction. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Not stranded, not tensed up. Lie down. Not in dry valleys. Not in the cemetery. In green pastures. Lying down is a position of rest. It's a position of fulfillment. It's a position of satisfaction. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody start the loudest, amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Come, let me teach you. Let me instruct you. Let me give you direction. This direction will give you settlement. Psalm 85, verse 8. See, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace. He will speak rest. He will speak tranquility. He will speak satisfaction. He will speak rest. He will speak peace. I declare today, everyone shall conquer. Who is a victim of stress, a victim of pressure, unnecessary tension in your life, I declare that pressure is over. That pressure is over. That pressure is over today. Every victim of hypertension, peptic ulcer disease, and any form of pressure, I declare the pressure is over today. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. And finally, you like this, it is the blessing of supernatural unstoppability. When God leads a man, when God leads a person, the person is unstoppable. Supernatural unstoppability. That is what Isaiah 45 captures. He said, I am the Lord, I am holding your right hand, I will subdue nations. It's not possible for even nations to resist you. I will dismantle the loins of kings. I will dismantle it. I will loose the loins of kings. I'm still reading verse 1, but you've run to verse 2. I will loose the loins of kings. And I will open the, before you the tulip gates. And the gates cannot be shut. It is not possible to shut out a man that God is guiding. Which gate can lock God out? God is coming and the gate is closed. Impossible. God is coming. Gate is still closed. No way. The gate gives way on the spot. Who can close the door against the way? He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. I don't need road to pass. I am already way. Didn't you see what happened? After he resurrected, the doors were closed. Was that John chapter 20, verse 6 and 7? When Jesus resurrected, move forward. Locate it for me. I think chapter 21. The doors being closed, Jesus came and stood in their midst. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them. The doors were closed. He didn't pass through the door because he is the way. When the way shows up, even if the door is closed, the way can go through the wall. Anywhere for him is way. Wow. I think it was repeated in verse 26. It happened twice. Again, he returned back. After 8 days again, his disciples were with him and Thomas with them, the one who doubted everything. Then came Jesus. The doors being shut, and he stood in their midst. And he said, peace. Everybody's looking. The door was still closed. When he is leading you and is with you, no mortal man can close you out. If it is time for you to go to America, no visa officer can refuse you. If it is time for you, anywhere you need to go and come, you are free to go and come. If God is leading you, if God is leading you, if He is guiding you and He's standing with you, no officer of any parastatal, no minister of any institution is permitted to be a roadblock when God has given you a high road. Somebody say a loud amen. I'm talking from experience. We have been everywhere by His mercies, by His grace. And we did not. One day we wanted to go to a country. And they say, I must come to the embassy for whatever. I told them, I said, tell them that it is their people who are looking for me. I'm not the one who want to go there. So if it is not possible, they should relax. There's no challenge. Do you understand what I'm saying? The road. Unstoppability. I announce today, whatever has stopped or resisted others before, today is the end of it.
Say it loud, amen.
And take your seat in rounding up. What is the secret of divine direction? The same. A sense of helplessness without his guidance and direction. Helpless. When you prove to God that if he doesn't guide you, you are helpless. When you prove to him that it is dangerous to keep on moving when you can't see road. Is it not? The car has no... I was a medical doctor, young man, young medical doctor about 30 years ago. Accident and emergency. Young man was brought in riding a motorcycle in the night that has no headlamp. And he's drunk. No headlight, headlamp on the motorcycle. Three wahalas. No headlight. It is night. He is drunk. He runs straight into a coming Mercedes car. It was not his life that was brought to the hospital. It was not his life. Did you hear what I just said? He entered eternity at the frequency of mentality bankruptcy. If you must ride motorcycle, must you ride it in the night as a drunkard? And if you ride it as a drunkard, must it be without headlight? That mumuliti raised to power. Hallelujah. So you feel helpless. Lord, I can't continue moving in life when I'm not seeing road. Talk to me. Show me something in the dream. Speak to me from your word. Let me hear something. This life has no spare. There may be spare tire, but there is no spare life. You can rehearse in the choir to sing, but you don't rehearse life. This life is reality. It says, oh Lord, we don't know what to do. They said in 2 Chronicles, our eyes are upon you. Must be at that point. Number two, it's a desperation. A heart of desperation for his guidance and direction. Lord, I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world, above the noise of the flesh, above every other voice, I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world, above the will of this flesh, above every other voice, I need to hear your voice, Lord. Above the noise of the world, above the will of the flesh, above I need to hear your voice above the noise of the world, above the will of this flesh, above the other voice. That is desperation. Lord, I need to hear your voice.
Lord, I need to hear you so desperately.
For with your voice, your presence is assured.
For with your voice, your presence is assured.
And with your voice, the future is preserved.
And with your voice, the future is preserved.
Lord, I need to hear your voice.
Lord, I need your voice above all others.
Lord, I need to hear you.
Lord, I
need to hear you. For with your voice, your presence.
For with your voice,
your presence is God. And with your voice, the future is with us. Gambling with your life. You're not gambling into marriage, gambling in this business, or gambling in that journey. And in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, so you shall find me. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Thirdly, we need the life of sacrifices and covenant. Sacrifices and covenant. Solomon offered a burnt sacrifice in 2 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 4. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer. Verse 4. 1,000 burnt offering, and verse 5. And then the Lord appeared and said, what do you want? Sacrifices provoke divine visitation and direction. What do you want? Tell me what you want. He said, I want wisdom. That is guidance. I want to know what to do. I want to know the steps to take. And God said, you have it. Sacrifices and covenants. In the first service, we hear that when we offer sacrifices, give to God, tithes, offerings, and so on. He says he opens the windows of heaven. And when the windows of heaven open, we hear the voice of God. Luke 3, 21 to 22, heavens were opened. Jesus heard God. 22, and the heavens was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended bodily like a dove upon him. And a voice came from him which said, thou art my son. Heavens open, people hear. In Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1, he said, the heavens were open and I saw visions of the Lord. Heavens open, people hear, people see. Open heavens is open ear, is open eyes. And one of the things that opens our heaven, it's our givings, our offerings, our sacrifice, our tithes, according to scripture. If you don't understand that realm,
don't waste your time. Plug in as fast as you can. Number four is the assignment of soul winning. When you win the lost to God, 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 He goes with you. And they went, and the Lord went with them. And when the Lord moves with you, He guides you. They went, the Lord went with them. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Do you want the practical leading of God? The practical presence of God? The practical guidance of God? Be in the assignment of soul winning. Somebody say amen. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. The Lord went with them in a pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night to lead them in the way. If God goes with you, He guides your way. He guides you. The Lord went with them in a pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. Beloved, get ready. Something is happening. Lift up your hands. I need to hear your voice, Lord. Will you stand up on your feet and lift your hands? And we're going to trust the Lord for His leading. There may be a different pattern, a slightly different pattern in this service, but we're going to go ahead. Lift your hands. Above the wheel of the flood. Above the wheel of the flood. Sing it three more times. I need to hear your voice, Lord.
Shaddai.
Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you may lead, Lord, I will follow you. Your will be done in my life.
Is that your prayer? Sing wherever you believe.
Wherever you believe.
Lord, I will follow you.
Lord,
I need your leading in my life. Your will be done. I need your will to be done.
I have no will of my own.
Sing wherever you believe.
Wherever you believe.
Wherever you believe.
Lord, I will follow you.
Of direction.
Together,
of his life.
stay away.
To stay away from the way of the world.
I want to live.
I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory.
I want to live.
I want to live, Lord, in the place where you are.
To stay away.
To stay away from the pressure and pressure of life.
To stay away. To stay
away from the way. Everywhere you are.
the Lord in your restlessness. Lead me away. From you, separate me from the things love that you give me.
But shut up, it is the visitation of direction, is the visitation of transformation, is the visitation of liberation, is the visitation of restoration. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, receive, you scream, I receive. Are you ready? And place your hand on yourself. Receive the visitation. Receive the restoration. Receive the liberation. Receive the son of God. Hey! In the name of Jesus, Father, give your children the visitation. That torment of spirit husband is over. Spirit wife is over. Spirit children is over. That yoke of bondage is over. In the name of Jesus, one.